This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 2nd, brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Potentially deadly flash flooding, high-magnitude tornadoes, and baseball-sized hail could hit parts of the Midwest and the South today and tonight. Severe thunderstorms blowing eastward, becoming supercharged, according to forecasters. There were already tornado warnings today in Missouri, just the beginning of what forecasters expect will be a more intense period of violent weather tonight and into the weekend. The potent storm system will bring significant life-threatening flash flooding continuing daily through Saturday, the National Weather Service said. With more than a foot of rain possible over the next 4 days, the prolonged deluge is an event that happens once in a generation to once in a lifetime, the Weather Service said in one of its warnings. Historic rainfall totals and impacts are possible. The flood fears come as residents in parts of Michigan were still digging out from a weekend ice storm. Just a few minutes ago, President Trump stepped into the podium of the Rose Garden at the White House, highlighting the tariffs and non-tariff barriers that other nations charge the U.S.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. In a few moments, I will sign a historic executive order instituting reciprocal tariffs on countries throughout the world. Reciprocal, that means they do it to us and we do it to them. Very simple, can't get any simpler than that. This is one of the most important days, in my opinion, in American history.
Trump said limiting access to U.S. markets will provide opportunity for domestic industry to grow.
Toyota sells 1 million foreign-made automobiles into the United States, and General Motors sells almost none. Ford sells very little. None of our companies are allowed to go into other countries. And I say that, friend and foe, and in many cases, the friend is worse than the foe in terms of trade. But such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk.
Trump outlined trading partners that are taking advantage of U.S. farmers and ranchers.
We're also standing up for our great farmers and ranchers who are brutalized by nations all over the world. Brutalized. Canada, by the way, imposes a 250 to 300% tariff on many of our dairy products. They do the first can of milk. They do the first little carton of milk at a very low price. But after that, it gets bad and then it gets up to 275-300%.
The president said the U.S. would raise tariffs to 50% of a particular country's tariffs on U.S. products. Chinese tariffs are at 67%. The U.S. will charge in return 34%. European Union charges 39% tariffs, and the U.S. will respond with 20% tariffs. Vietnam charges 90%. The U.S. returns 46%. Taiwan charges 61% tariffs, and the U.S. will in turn charge 32%. Japan, at 46%, will now face U.S. tariffs of 24%. South Korea charges 50%, the U.S. to respond with 25% tariffs. Overall, President Trump announced overall U.S. tariffs would be imposed from 10 to 49% on global trading partners. U.S. Chamber of Commerce criticizing the administration's tariff push. The group said tariffs will raise prices for American consumers and hurt the overall U.S. economy. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. As the voice of the growers and processors who make frozen fruits, vegetables, and prepared foods, Appy is visiting Capitol Hill this week to share how frozen food is a partner in creating nutrition policy solutions. Freezing locks in the taste and nutrition of foods and provides many food choices for different needs, whether fruits and vegetables or just like home and restaurant style meals. Learn more at www.frozenadvantage.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.